Hey, who ate the drumstick? That's mine.
But that's not fair. It's the best part, Don.
I'm the dad, Yael, which means I get first pick.
I'm going by the rules of snub-nosed monkeys who eat lichen, a plant-like organism in the tops of fir trees.
So?
It turns out that these monkeys don't share their food either. The monkeys live in one-male units consisting of an adult male, several females, and juveniles. Chinese researchers have looked at differences in feeding between monkeys of different sexes and ages. They measured how much food was in each part of the tree, and then observed where the monkeys spent most of their time. The adult male would always feed closest to the tree trunk, where there was the most lichen. Females and young monkeys always feed farthest from the trunk, where there's less lichen. The male always gets the best and most food when he's around, because he's a better competitor. When the male moves to another tree, females and juveniles move in to eat the better food. By eating in different parts of the tree, they don't compete as much. They have different feeding niches.
What's a niche?
An organism's niche is what it needs to grow and survive, and how it impacts the environment it's in. One way to coexist is to use different resources to reduce competition. The idea is called niche partitioning. What's interesting about this study is that it looks at partitioning within a species rather than between species.
So, you're invading my niche.
Nope. Like monkey dads, you lose your claim to the best food when you're not here to fight me for it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.